This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A weak April jobs report could hurt President Biden's push for more big government spending. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Economists had predicted a job gain of nearly a million. Instead, employers added 266,000. The president says the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill has the nation on the right path.
We're moving more rapidly than I thought we would.
But opponents say part of the package is actually hurting employment, with expanded benefits like a $300 weekly check giving the jobless a reason to stay home instead of work. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that's not the case.
We are seeing little evidence that enhanced unemployment benefits are currently impacting or affecting Americans' willingness to work.
The weak job growth could stiffen GOP resistance to the president's next big push for a massive infrastructure bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Friday the United States and Mexico must fight violence and corruption together, along with the root causes of migration in Central America. Speaking in a virtual call with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Harris said both countries have to address what she called the root causes of migration.
It is our intention, and it has been a guiding principle of us, that we are going to do this work in a way that internationalizes our approach, that reaches out to our allies, to our friends around the globe, in the mutual interest we all should have, to address the root causes in the Northern Triangle.
President Biden has entrusted Harris with leading efforts to cut immigration from Mexico and Central America's Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, as the administration grapples with an increase in people crossing into the United States